Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is pianist-composer Pete Malinvernie. He's really a many-faceted player whose attention to the melody is always beautifully prepared, allowing his delicate phrasing to shine through. All in all, he's a master of the instrument in every way. Pete, hello, how are you?
Just fine, thanks, Marin. It's great to be here with you.
Oh, it's great to see you. What's going on now with the, like, you've got a new record, I think.
Yes.
I saw.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a new recording. It's called Autumn in New York. Yeah, it's on Reservoir. And I wrote a tune on there called Elegy, and then also played the title track, Autumn in New York. And I dedicated the record to a couple of old buddies of mine who passed away on September 11th of 2001 down there at the Trade Center. And they both guys got out safely and then both went back in on their own volition to try to help others.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
So they're just, you know, all my life I thought, geez, what nice guys, great, fun guys to be with. Turns out they were heroes too. And, you know, so it just makes you feel, I guess, doubly blessed for that friendship. And it's really served as an inspiration, you know, that there should just be no throwaways, you know, that everything is for real. And not to say one can't have fun, but if you're going to have fun, have fun, you know. And,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what's great about being a musician too, though, is that you can remember your friends and you can write something for them.
Yeah, that's really true.
So, but I would love to hear you play something.
Okay.
And I know you've got tunes of your own at Elegy. That is a beautiful tune.
Oh, thanks, Mary.
So what are you going to come up with?
Well, let's see. This is something that I wrote called A Good Question, which is based on, sort of loosely based on the form and changes to Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love, and therefore the title, Good Question.
It's a good title. I like that.
Thanks.
Okay.
I was just thinking as we were playing, I was wishing that those who are listening would think that half the stuff you were playing was really me playing. It was so beautiful what you were doing.
Oh,
yeah.
It was just going by. I don't know. I find myself listening very hard to what the other person is doing to either try to copy them or stay out of their way, one or the other, or get in the deliberately get in the way. I don't know. There's so many
To create
so many ways
musical
you
contrast,
can go.
Like, yeah. It was beautiful. You know, I'd like to hear you play something by yourself, if I might.
Oh, you would? Well, yeah. Somebody was asking me the other day about a Leonard Bernstein tune that I recorded years ago. Lonely Town, do you know that one?
Yeah, not to play it, but I love the song.
All right.
I'd love to hear you play it.
I'll see if I can play that.
Go. Thank you.
Mary Lou used to tell me to play a minor tune.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned the minor tunes. I love playing the minor tunes. You know, even what is this thing called love? Well, we know it's in C. It starts with that minor feeling. Just one of those things. Tunes like that are...
this one.
Yeah.
I like to play that B minor. I don't know. It has a certain freshness to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Certain don't know keys definitely have feelings to them. You know, I even think colors.
You do think
colors? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good, because I do too, and so does Jim Hall.
Yeah? Oh, there's no question. In fact, Scriabin was working on a whole thing with spectrum of color and tonal spectrums and all that when he passed. For example, a D major to me sounds yellow. G major sounds green to me.
Oh, yeah.
F feels blue to me. You know, and always have.
And B flat is a blues key, but what color do you think B flat is?
I don't know. I kind of feel like that's sort of almost like neutral, like gray, you know, taupe.
That's interesting.
B flat is taupe.
That's really interesting. Mm. Wow. Well, you're going to play a solo. Mm. Do you know what color it's going to be?
Well, this is actually a ballad of mine called This Time, and it's in D flat. And my wife, Jody Sandhouse, she's a singer, and we do a lot of ballads together, and I'm always trying to con her into doing everything in D flat, all the ballads, because to me it's just such a warm key. You know, it has an edge on it, but yet it's warm.
It's a rich key, a wonderful key. Meanwhile, I would love to hear the tune.
All right.
To hear the full broadcast, tune in to your NPR station. Go to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks, by the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. The original production of this program was also made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company and Borders Books and Music.